USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump continues to challenge the election results in several states and was handed a win in court on Thursday when a Pennsylvania appellate court agreed with his campaign's lawyer and ordered that a pool of mail-in ballots where the voter did not provide ID by the deadline could not be counted. The judge also rebuked Secretary of State Kathy Bulkefar, saying that she did not have the authority to change the deadline for ID days before the election. The campaign still has more filings in the state and believes a ruling in their favor could change the outcome. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told Fox News that there are still many questions about the handling of mail-in ballots.
We want to take a look and say, hey, what went on here? Were you counting votes that didn't have signatures? We have affidavits, and we want answers, and we certainly think the vote totals could change. The president is still fighting for a second term here, and this litigation will shed some light and pull back the curtains on some of the things that were going on.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Seven people, including five American soldiers, were killed Thursday in a helicopter crash in Egypt. The helicopter carried members of the multinational force and observers, an international body that monitors the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. The organization says it's investigating the cause of the crash, but at this point it's believed to have been an accident. As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack. And so this is not just about COVID. This is ensuring that our hospitals stay functional.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The rising number of coronavirus cases across the country has health officials worriedly looking for ways to contain the spread, especially with the upcoming holidays. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is asking people to make some sacrifices in their Thanksgiving celebrations. He tells CNN that taking a few steps could help keep infections out of your holidays.
Wear your face coverings, because I want to make sure, even if we make sacrifices this Thanksgiving and Christmas, those sacrifices are for a reason, so that everybody you want to be with will be here for next Thanksgiving.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a similar message for her city Thursday. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The city of Chicago on Thursday announced a 30-day stay-at-home order to take effect next week as Illinois and other states across the country are experiencing a rapid surge in COVID-19 cases. Chicago residents being asked to leave their homes for essential activities such as school or grocery shopping and not hold gatherings with anyone outside the person's immediate household and to avoid all non-essential travel. Mayor Lightfoot was dancing in the streets after the media declared Joe Biden as president on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. set another record high number of new cases Wednesday with more than 140,000 recorded. It was the ninth straight day that new cases topped 100,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.